39-year-old Brendan Sokoluk is the only arson suspect to be charged so far since bushfires engulfed Victoria. He chose not to appear in court, where a magistrate revealed his identity. Sokoluk has not entered a plea and will spend the next 3 months in protective custody until he's back in court. Other fires are thought to have been started deliberately, including the outbreak that destroyed much of the resort town of Marysville. Victoria's Police Chief Christine Nixon says investigations continue.
Look, we certainly have beliefs about how the fire started in the Kilmore fire, and we also are working strongly on ranges of evidence around the Marysville fire. But the teams are working very hard with fire experts to understand what caused these fires and obviously then whether they were intentionally lit.
Survivors are starting to decide whether to rebuild their incinerated homes and businesses or walk away and relocate elsewhere. Farmer Rod Thomas saw flames more than 11 metres high tear through his cattle ranch near the town of Yay, destroying about 80% of the land and many buildings. He is prepared for what will be a massive rebuilding effort.
I've spent 11 years sort of turning this place into what was actually a beautiful property. So I guess what's happened is my clock's been wound back 11 years. I don't mind, I had a lot of fun doing it, but for some people, they won't have the energy to do it.
Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has promised to rebuild devastated towns street by street and brick by brick. A National Day of Mourning will be held on Sunday, as Australia remembers this unprecedented disaster, which has left scores dead and more than 7,000 people homeless. Officials say that favourable weather conditions over the next few days should help firefighters control 8 blazes that still burn out of control in Victoria. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.